Many years ago, an aggressive empire overtook a much smaller country and took most of its population away into a long exile. The captors taunted their prisoners with things like, "Sing us some of the songs from where you came from. Amuse us. Sing us some of your tunes." But the poor captors merely said, "How can we sing the Lord's song in a foreign land?" And there's something there that strikes a chord with me at the moment. An Englishman's home has always been his castle, not his prison. And now we're using words like lockdown and self-isolation. Are we in some sort of parallel universe, some strange foreign land? Those people years ago who found themselves in exile were desperate. They were devastated. They were in deep despair for a very long time. But that is not where we are. We are being asked to work together for a period for our own and for each other's benefit, to fight an unseen enemy. The vocabulary of warfare has returned to the public forum. But two moments of reflection help us to see that it is all for our own good and mutual benefit. However, there is a cost. No one comes out of a battle unscathed, and our country will suffer economic hardship, possibly a total rethinking of our health services as a result of this virus. And many of us will suffer bereavement and or a deterioration in our own health. So the vocabulary of warfare isn't such a bad analogy after all. If, like me, you are a person of Christian faith, now is the time for us to exercise that faith, that trust in God, that trust that even in a broken world, our God can use us to alleviate some of its sufferings. And then after this is all over, there will be new songs to sing. Some will be songs of lament. Others will be songs of joy and hope and thanksgiving. And we will compose them together.